Long clear, starts. Can everyone hear me okay? Great. Okay, so my name is Roy from Saluto. I will spend roughly 10 minutes talking to you a bit about our experiences building the Windows 8 Metro app. I hear feedback. Well, tell me if something's wrong. Anyway, 20 seconds about Saluto. We are a startup trying to help people get more out of their technology. So we basically built a service that allows techie people to help their friends and family with their technology. Solve problems, install new apps that they need, configure stuff, etc. So from the comfort of my restroom on my Windows Phone 7 device, I can actually configure Skype on my mother's shiny new Dell laptop, for example, when her laptop is shut down. And throughout time, we've built a relationship with Microsoft based mostly on the BizSpark and then BizSpark One plans, and with time they've actually supported us more and more. And ever since Build, which was a conference back in August that presented Windows 8 and Metro, we've been kind of thinking about what's our strategy around that. And around 2 months before the release of the beta, we were approached by the Microsoft team trying to kind of push us into developing a Metro app to be ready in time for the beta, which was complete craziness for us. We had about 7 weeks to build from scratch a Metro app that will be beautiful and will increase the brand identity of Saluto and will bring value to people using Windows 8. And it's so awesome building Metro apps that it actually made it easier for us to get there in time with amazing support. Don't know if there's a guy called Shmuel here, maybe? Well, never mind. There was like 6 weeks where Shmuel was like the person I talked the most with, except for my wife, through this building of this app. And eventually we were ready in time, and I'm very happy with that. We are very experienced in .NET and C#, so we chose to develop the application based on C# and XAML. But actually you can use other technologies, HTML5, JavaScript, and it's so easy if you have lit resources to build a beautiful Metro app, and it's so easy if you have more resources to build an amazing Metro app. And I'm going to show you a little bit in a second. And now let's jump into the demo. I'm going to use mostly my fingers here. I tried to show it on a touch tablet, but it didn't work. So let's see. Okay, so that's the Saluto app. And as you can see, I'm supporting. It doesn't really like me, so give me a second here. I'm getting used to this device. I have my own stuff, and I have my sister, Eleonora, and I'm supporting my grandma, and I'm supporting Offer here, who sits here, and we'll talk about him later. So let's go into my stuff. I see that I have two things that may require my attention, so I'm going in, and I see that I have some yellow stuff. Let's get in and take a look. The system tells me that I have some free space that I can free, and I have a defragmentation problem, so I'm going into the hardware section, and here I can actually see that, for example, I have 3.6 gigabytes that can be cleared out of a drive that's quite problematic, so I can just click the clear space thing. It shows me what kind of data it releases, and I can decide to clear the space. It shows me I have a defrag issue. I can just choose to defrag, and that's it. So with a single click, I've defragged the drive. Now the beautiful thing is, something I know and you don't, is that this laptop is at my home right now, shut down. It doesn't matter, because it has an agent installed, and the entire system is based on the cloud, on Windows Azure. So when it wakes up, it will pull the command, wait until an idle time on the PC, and then execute it. Let's see some more stuff that I can do here. So I'm going into the apps section, and I can see that I have Flash, iTunes, Java, and PDF Creator pending updates. Now you probably know this. I'm being filmed, so I won't use filthy words, but you know this phenomena of balloons popping up and bugging the user, and when you often maybe come to visit your mother's device, you may see many things bugging her and asking for updates. So I see an iTunes update, click it, update. Again, magically waiting to happen in the right time. Let's go back. And let's go to Offer. And here we just had a bit of fun with the Metro interface. I'm going to get the app bar up and edit, and I'm going to just change the avatar. And now I can decide that Offer will be a Teletubby or combination of Bert and Ernie from Sesame Street or Princess Leah or whatever I want. very easy to create immersive graphic fun stuff, even though not necessarily very useful. But if you seriously look at the personalization level of making it fun for people to use something, that actually fun has its own value when you think about the consumer level. But you know, to each his own, and however you decide to do it, very easy to invite someone. You just put the email address, they get an invitation with a special URL, click it, that's it, everything is streamlined. Now, the thing we love most about this is working? This is why I'm feedbacking? Yeah, okay. The thing we love most about Demetra apps is the combination of the fact that it's so easy to build them and that they are freaking beautiful. It's so easy to build beautiful stuff that we believe consumers actually appreciate and love. And now I need my notes back. You see, I shouldn't have walked so far from there. And common knowledge around this market that we operate in is that when a new, huge app store raises into existence, being there early can be fundamental in the success of businesses trying to approach consumers. And there have been case studies throughout the world of the first ones that got into the iPhone store, Android store, and now we're going to have what some believe is going to be actually the biggest store of all, which is the Windows store. So frankly, I believe it's seriously a no-brainer to obviously consider building something for that, and actually building it, and I mean, we've put our money where our mouth is and actually took one team and dedicated it only to that. Let me see if I have more notes here. Surely I do. Well, apparently I don't have too much additional stuff. I will say this. If you have limited resources, you can build something that's beautiful for Metro. If you have more resources, you can truly build something that's amazing for Metro. We were kind of the first to, you know, dance with this new technology. We invite everyone here who's looking into it to shoot us an email, ask questions. We love to help. We love to encourage that. As far as we are concerned, the more people develop Metro apps in Israel, the better community we have to actually, you know, join forces and ask questions. So we invite you to use our experience and ask questions. One last thing I have to say is that to welcome Windows 8, we've actually issued a new line of T-shirts that we call Hello Metro, and we've brought many of them here. So if any of you want a Hello Metro T-shirt, you're welcome to take it from Ofer, who sits here, who'll be available giving away T-shirts during the break. Maybe a minute for questions or not. Anyone, anything? You don't have to, just... Well, it's going to be easy today, right? Yeah.
What's the big difference?
Between what and what?
Between non-metro and metro apps, what would you say is the biggest difference coming to develop an app?
Okay, so metro apps are completely sandboxed in a way that A, makes it much easier for you to build them, especially the design part. I know user experience is something that many developers in Israel struggle with. Designers are one of the most difficult people to hire around here. And I would say that the framework you are given makes it easy to build beautiful, beautiful apps. You have all the components in place. You basically just need to not screw up, okay? But they make it easy for you to do it. And the flip side of it is that you can't cause any damage. If you look at the WinRT, if you look at the entire framework, then you see that it's almost impossible for a developer to screw up a consumer's machine. And this is one of the things. I mean, take an average consumer using Windows 7. You cannot imagine him installing 100 apps without this having an effect on his machine, right? But with Metro, you can. Because the sandbox, and I'm sure, I mean, I'm not the technical guy here, but this combination of making it beautiful and making it almost impossible to harm the consumer, I think makes it something that in the near future, we're going to see most of the consumer-facing applications running on Metro, with, in the near term, exceptions being things like antiviruses, things that need access to the kernel, drivers, etc. But I see even things like Photoshop, heavy duty, maybe MATLAB, God forbid, moving into such interfaces on that side. It will take time, but it's the right way to go. I mean, it's the right way to go.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. One last thing. He's clapping his hands already. He's trying to signal that. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, on the consumer side, a lot of the Windows 8 is based on everything around Live ID, etc., SkyDrive, with all related to that. So I'm not very familiar with the enterprise side of things. I'm sure that there are many people here concerned with permissions, etc. I'm not experienced enough in that to answer. Sorry. See, wasted the last question on something I cannot help with. So. Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Enjoy Windows 8.